Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like you to help me out for a minute as we begin our sermon today, so hope you're ready. Give me a J.
J.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S. U. S.
What's that spell?
Jesus.
Who you for?
Jesus.
Who you gonna serve?
Jesus.
Go Jesus! All right, that's pretty good. That is a very strange start to a sermon, I know, but this is Rally Sunday. And growing up, my only experience with that word rally was from our pep rallies at school. And whenever we had a pep rally, there was always a lot of cheering going on, so I thought it seemed only appropriate that we should start our sermon day with a little bit of a cheer for Jesus. I had written down in my sermon, even if it was only half-hearted at best, but you did way better than half-hearted, so good job. When I looked up that word rally in the dictionary, I got these definitions, first of all, for the verb rally. To bring together for a common purpose. Number two, to arouse to activity or from depression or weakness. To revive, to recover. Number three, to come together again to renew an effort. And then the noun definition was this, a mass meeting to arouse enthusiasm. I think these definitions are a wonderful reminder to us this morning about the essence and the purpose of Rally Sunday. We don't have this Sunday every year simply to raise money for our Sunday school. We don't do it because it's just a nice time to get together to have a fellowship meal. We have Rally Sunday to arouse our enthusiasm for Christ Jesus, our Savior, and for Christ Lutheran, our church. Our purpose is to bring our members back together, to arouse them from perhaps their inactivity over the past year, to renew our effort around our common mission to connect people to Jesus. Remember, we exist as a congregation to connect people to Jesus so that they might know Him and that they might then grow in His love. That's why we're here. That's why we're a part of this worshiping community. But I think we sometimes forget that, don't we? In the busyness of life, it's easy to lay our God mission purpose to the side. It's much easier to sleep in after a hard week at work or a late night than it is to get up and come to worship. It's much easier to let someone else do the cooking or the cleaning or serve on the committee than it is to step forward and volunteer ourselves. It's much easier to speak to and to fellowship with the people that we already know than it is to welcome those folks into our community who are new to us. So often, it's so much easier to do all those things that we're not supposed to do than to do all those things that we're supposed to do. And that's why we need, and that's why we have, Rally Sunday. Because as the term rally suggests, this is a Sunday for us to come together to renew our effort toward our common mission. After a year of slipping attendance, half-hearted commitments, and waning enthusiasm, this is a Sunday designed to pep us back up, to renew our zeal for the Lord, renew our zeal for His mission among us. Or as we're going to sing in the song after our sermon this morning, to light the fire in our heart again. In our second reading this morning, the lesson from the book of Acts, we're told that the first Christians in Jerusalem devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And as they did those things, it says that God added to their number daily those who were being saved. I find it interesting that the early church didn't have an outreach program. They didn't have an evangelism committee. They didn't have to encourage one another to invite a friend to church. They simply devoted themselves to God. And they devoted themselves to each other. And as they did that, they became both a beacon and a magnet of God's love. And their community simply grew. I think it's noteworthy here that these early Christians had way more than a simple, casual connection with each other. Their faith life and their worship life and their fellowship life did not exist only on Sunday morning, only for an hour or two, and maybe once or twice a month. These people were devoted to God and they were devoted to each other. And this word devoted is the kind of word that we would use for a husband and wife who've been married for some 50 or more years. It's a kind of word that we might use to describe an Olympic athlete and how he or she feels about their training regimen. It's a kind of word, if you're a pet lover and you have a dog and you know what this is like, to have a devoted dog, that everywhere you walk, that dog is there by your side. That's the devotion we're talking about. These early Christians were devoted to living out their faith in and amidst each other, to the exclusion and to the subjugation of everything else in their lives. And so should we be. Their example of Christian devotion should be the hope and the goal of our rally day today. God has brought us here together, not only today, but at this place as a family of believers, to renew and to foster that kind of singular commitment that we recommit ourselves to Him and we recommit ourselves to each other. Why? So that Christ might be glorified in us and through us, and that His kingdom may expand as He uses us to serve one another and others. We need this Sunday each year to renew our energy and our focus, because as you know, it's so easy to get off track. It's so easy to let our devotion to God begin to fade and our commitment to Christ to take a back seat to other things in our lives. But you know what? God never does that with us. He's never too busy to help us. He's never too preoccupied to listen to us. He's never too tired to be there for us. He watches over us constantly and is with us continuously. God is totally devoted to us. That's why He was willing to send His Son Jesus to this world, to take on human flesh, to go to a cross, to suffer and to die, and then to rise again, to give us both the gift of forgiveness and the gift of everlasting life. God so loves us and is so devoted to us that His Son Jesus was willing to do whatever it took to win us for eternity. And what it took was his death on a cross and his rising from a grave. And that's news that deserves to be rallied around. Now, some of you, maybe many of you, might have thought that we came here today to eat a good meal, to raise some funds, to play some games, just to have a wonderful day of fellowship together. And we're going to do all those things. But I hope that you don't leave here today thinking that's why you came. I hope you leave here today renewed in your faith and recommitted both to our Lord and to each other. I hope that being here today will remind you of how much you are loved by God and also how much you are loved by the people sitting around you. We are a community of God's children gathered together in this place with the sole purpose of connecting people to Jesus. May we become so devoted to this mission for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.